The interview.
Joining me to discuss whether or not we should be reopening the state earlier than anticipated is our friend, State Senator Jeff Wilson, Republican of the 19th Legislative District that represents parts of Cowlitz, Grays Harbor, Lewis Counties, plus, of course, Pacific and Wakaikum. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jason, for having me back. Good to be here today, sir.
My assumption is you are joining this chorus of voices saying it's time to reopen, correct?
Well, in a way, my tagline goes a little further. It's been time to reopen, not just now, sir. But yes, we need to put the open sign back up on the state of Washington.
I imagine there are going to be some people who says, look, we set the date of June 30th. It's 2 weeks away. Why not just hang out?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of set the dates. I can recall, 15 months ago, we were having discussions about flattening a curve. Well, we've been in a straight line for a while. It doesn't resemble a curve anymore. So, you know, whatever taglines and programs are coming from the executive branch, that's up to them. I really had no say in that. But it's time to get us back. And we can do this safely. We can do it responsibly. And we can also do it without silly little notions of prizes and contests as well.
What do you make of the lottery's success? It feels like, mostly because we're not getting an up-to-date, you know, vaccination number, that folks were already going to get vaccinated. We were already on pace to hit the 70%. And so it feels like they're just framing this as a win, regardless as to whether or not they can tie vaccinations to the lottery.
Well, Jason, that three-letter word, win, that's been a big problem with the 19th Legislative District and many other rural districts in the state, is picking winners and losers. Come on, everybody. It's the time of politics when we get away from divisiveness. Figure something out that doesn't divide us and anger us and brings us together. And contests clearly have a winner and a loser. That alone should tell you that this was not well thought out.
When did you feel like we could reopen the economy in a meaningful way? Was it before or after the vaccines?
Well, it was before the vaccine. A lot of it goes about control and the method of control. Local health districts have somehow had their voices silenced. Local communities, commissioners and counties, we've removed their voice and thrown it to, of course, Olympia. I think that there was a time that we've already passed that, again, we can open safely and open now. Mask wearing is a mandate. That says there's no choice. And I don't ever hear of any talk of when that mandate is going to end. We can control those things on a local level and respect our constituents to do the right thing. We are educated enough. The virus has been around long enough. We can act responsibly, but we're not asking. We're just being told what to do.
Well, part of the reason it is the way it is because Democrats didn't want to change the law to restrict the powers of the governor. This is on the legislature. I mean, there is a legislative fix to all of this. Do you fear that the governor is just going to hang on to emergency powers forever? If we're tying it to the emergency powers to COVID. I mean, we have a new strain out there. I imagine there's always going to be some kind of strain of COVID out there. Why would he ever have to give up the power unless it's taken?
Absolutely. You, sir, bring up a good point. Fear sells, but I'm not buying it. In other words, we have to be aware, and this is a very deadly pandemic that we've all been through, but we do see light at the tunnel. And that's, I guess, the ultimate deal is, should one person have such power? And the answer in common sense world is absolutely not. You should share in the decision-making process instead of, letting the governor to continue to rule. And now, we talk about reopening. Who says such silly words? We're not going to reopen because there may not be recovery to hundreds of businesses that are gone. We've noted that big corporations have done very well in the state of Washington during the pandemic, but mom-and-pa operations and smaller businesses, many are never coming back.
Yeah.
So, recovery to what? How do you recovery when, in fact, you've end up creating more fatalities on an economic scale that you could ever recover from and reopen to.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. And a lot of those businesses that are struggling the most come from districts like your own. The focus on how the economy will persevere is focused in large part in what's going on in King County and Seattle specifically, and then has a tendency to overshadow the real pain that a lot of businesses are suffering. Senator Jeff Wilson represents the 19th Legislative District. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your perspective. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. And now this.